right? But it's unfortunately when, you know, the American teenagers get online and World of Warcraft hits and all of those type of things. So we needed a way around it. So we had two or three goes at doing it in a different way, and then we made a decision not that long ago that it was time to move and create our own server. So we spent quite a lot of time investing in building our own infrastructure. So this test version is being hosted in Australia, all on the one place. So we've actually built a cloud-based virtual server, so we control all of it from beginning to end. Because what was happening is, in March, IBM upgraded all of their technology and went to a different thing called Docker, which I'm not overly impressed with, and it affected everything. And so to migrate across was just not going to work for us long term. The scalability wasn't there. What we have now is a new server that is, doesn't matter, it's just quicker and it's got more space and it's not using hard drives, it's now using dynamic SSD, which is just solid state drives. So we basically can't get any faster, particularly at the moment. What you'll notice is that, so this is all your data from December. So this is sort of, hopefully, I don't know how fast it's going to be in here, but you should find that it's probably, right, it gives you a little faster response than you had before. So
that is live
from our new server.
Well, a lot faster.
Okay, so when you sort of do, you should find that you should get.
I want one of them.
You want one of them?
Okay, well, my current.
Click on display plan, Nick.
How do I do that?
Go back to the dashboard.
That is spending money.
Display plan. Ready?
To those, I apologise to those who were here last year when we started doing this transition that it took longer than we wanted it to do, but we think you'll be happy with the end result. Okay? So one of our main things. Two of the things that I talked last year about asynchronous versus synchronous transactions, right? Which bored everybody to death, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to mention it again. Okay. Everything that you've ever worked on in your life is based on synchronous transactions. So basically, desktop applications work in a synchronous manner, which means that you create the transaction and you see the results immediately. The technology behind this is the same as used by eBay, PayPal, Walmart. It's using a thing called Node.js, which is an asynchronous transaction, which means it works on a water wheel effect. You put a transaction in, then you put another transaction in, then another transaction in. You have no guarantee what order they're going to process. Okay? So if three of you do an update at the same time, right, the server has to it just picks them at random, does it, and then throws it back. So one of the magnificent things about that is there's sometimes no guarantee that when you go to look at the results of your change to your account, a lot of people say to me, but you have to keep refreshing or you're doing rebuilds and things like that. This version has a slight change in philosophy, which has taken me a little while to do. At the moment, just so that you know, when you create a transaction, the plan is built, obviously, if you change an account balance, or one of your transaction values, the plan has to be rebuilt. Well, that makes sense? Right, so I have to pick up what you've got there, throw it in the bin, right, and then rebuild your plan, right, every single time. Right, because the opening balance has changed. You change the date on any transaction, I have to rebuild the plan. Not necessarily for that one account, but also if it's a credit card, like I have to do it for the other accounts as well. So you change the payment date or everything. So basically, it's a dynamic thing. So part of this is now we can control all this redundant space that gets generated when we keep throwing all this stuff away. The new plan is the rebuild actually is extremely efficient. And I've got that down to sort of a pretty well defined app. So this new version, instead of what will actually happen is the transactions won't rebuild when you change them. I thought, why don't we just display them when you want to display the plan, right? Because until you actually display the plan, there's no way of actually seeing the effect. So basically, if you can imagine I've offset that part, right? So you can change lots of different transactions. They all happen instantaneously. But basically, when you display the plan, it takes a little bit of time. I'm not talking about a long time, but it will actually do what it's doing in the background when you display the plan.
So is that without having to go and press rebuild?
You will never, that rebuild button, you will never see it again. Okay? It will disappear. Right? The reason that it was not as a, the reason that we had issues was the fact that you were doing transfers from one account to another. And sometimes one side of the transaction needed to be rebuilt. Right? So if it's pay from this particular account or a transfer to a particular account, obviously the other side had to be done. So there was a bit of chicken and egg at times, right? So because you change a payment amount and it changes the amount that's been transferred out of one account into another. So there was a little bit. The easiest way to do it is just say, forget it, right? I'm just going to rebuild all of it. So go back to the core basic transactions, which is your account, right? Its opening balance and its start date, and all of the actual transactions in the bottom, right? So that's basically where we're at. This new version is in the final stage of testing, all right, and I will imagine it will change over within the next.
Do not open it.
It has to be done. We basically delayed it long enough time, and I'm sick of the sight of it. Okay?
Currently, before you rebuild, you've got to change all your dates so that they're in the future. Is that still something you have to do?
Change all your dates. So
all the dates of the transactions, I found if any of the dates, the starting dates of the transactions were previous to the current date, that it didn't work, so things went funny.
What I found is that if you allow the historical data to accumulate,
yes,
that when you press transactions due, it would not change all of them. Sometimes it only change one or two, then you have to do it again and again and again, and you need to have to rebuild. But the quickest way was just simply to go into transactions and train to change all the dates to a future date and then do it. If that was quicker than pressing transactions.
All right. So basically, what if someone could write that out in simple English, I can understand what you mean. But no, I think I understand. So this area here with the markable transactions is complete or posted more to actual. Right? I mean, I just need to activate this. This was something that wasn't possible. It was a difficult thing because of the rebuild. So this new model, again, it will be more efficient. But you'll just remember, so if you know how it works, basically, as you change transactions, right, again, you won't see anything until you generate a plan. Okay? And so if you hit the plan on any of them, then that's what will actually happen. I hope to be a bit more hands-on this year. I've been talking to David about it, but I think...
I recorded that.
I'm just hoping that I actually find it quite useful.
I think we actually both love this app. No, don't go away. We actually love working on this. Well, I know I do, and Nick and I have probably had some of the best conversation that I've ever had in my life. I wasn't going to say arguing, but debating. All sorts of issues around what we, what directions we should go and how to do things. And
my background's mainly financial programming, so that's what I've done a lot of my life. And what's worked well is that David and I normally attack it from a different end. That's what he's really saying. And I argue a lot, and sometimes I win. Basically, how we work. And it's worked well for 17 years. So
when you delete a transaction, you don't need to go and rebuild?
Never.
So the transaction will actually disappear?
Yes, they will. The refresh rates, 90% of that was actually due to refresh coming back from the server, the other end.
Yep.
Right. I must have spent 30, 40 hours talking to IBM trying to get performance right and we never really got any red, did we?
They just
come back and say it's the database's fault, or the database people would say no, it's IBM's fault. So when we made the decision that I worked for IBM from 1979 till 1990, so yes, I'm old and I've been doing this for almost 40 years, so that's probably a bit scary. Yes,
so what are you waiting for now?
Just testing. We're just getting the long term right, which is the next big thing.
Did you just say that you're going to reinstate that middle postal transaction structure?
Yes.
Did you? I thought that was on its way out.
I don't particularly see a lot of people who want to use it. Because I really dislike keeping actuals full stop.
My clients that want to use that, and I've
next year that's going to be there, I'm not going to argue.
Well, look, I could have met with the mortgage
broker. Put it on your bit of paper, put it on.
The mortgage brokers, I mean, I've had that many tries this year at different mortgage brokers and banks and that for refinance because of illness. Every time, doesn't matter what you might plan in the future, they want to know what you've done the last 3 months, the actual stuff in the last 3 months, is producible evidence.
Yep.
I've done that much of this last 3 years, I just know how they work now.
Yep.
Good serviceability stuff. You have to have
feel free if you want to do it.
See, okay. That way, you have to have that, say, for the last 3 months. So if you want to do the mortgage broker and you...
Okay. That basically says I'm just going to take everything that's in the past and say it actually happened exactly like it was documented.
Isn't that how it's worked?
That's what that middle button says. It says post every transaction that's in the past that we haven't processed yet and just say they all happened exactly like they were.
Well, isn't that how it's supposed to work, though?
Yes.
Whereas this one here said one at a time, you have the opportunity to actually put in the real amount that actually happened.
So that's the difference. So if you basically, as David says, if you find that your, your gym membership has gone up from $200 to $220, that was the actual amount. Right?
Yeah.
So the other thing that we're doing here is if you do change that, you'll get the option to say, do you want to change the origin? I call them regular transactions. This is where I drive David insane. Right, so regular transactions are things that they're the raw material to me. So that's your transactions list.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to do it as a feedback. So this to me are your regular transactions.
What you planned.
Yeah. This is the source transactions.
And some it might change with clients coming in or whatever.
Yes.
Or things change.
But if things change.
Then
so
you've got to have the proof of what you've done the last 3 months for the living things in the banks.
So on the option, if you change on an actual, you'll now have the option to say, do you want to go and change
the future
ones as well?
And it might do, because some of the things go up but yeah, I know the banks, you have to have the actuals of what you've done for the previous 3 months.
That's an idea. That's a good thing.
Okay, can we talk about...
So I've just got a really quick question, really basic and probably a real dumb question, but where do you actually get the records of the actuals that you've recorded? Like, it's...
Can you print it off? It's in your dashboard.
Yeah, you should be able to go here. And actually go to actual.
And print it off?
And it doesn't sign
You could do that. You can, that should be any actuals that you've created. So you should be able to print that off.
But you can't.
This time...
You can't print.
Well, you can export it to PDF.
You can't, though. Well, maybe in this version.
Yes,
I have a client who tried to do this.
Yeah, I tried
it. Don't try it in Internet Explorer. It will not work.
It will work on other...
It will work in Chrome.
I actually didn't know. If you actually just copy and paste, it does work.
Yep.
If you actually copy and paste that
from
Internet Excel,
which you get to work. So, it will work if you print it from Excel.
Yeah, but you can't
print
directly
from
it.
But you
can't
print
directly from
it.
Yeah, you should be able to.
It's a bit hit and miss. Some people can and some people can't. There it is.
Yeah, it's a PDF.
Sorry,
I think if you've got a lot of data, it won't. If you've got a little bit, it will.
Yeah. Also, if you don't have this, everyone wanted me to take this paging away. Right, and I hate this paging. If your list is really long, it does struggle a little bit. There's a maximum in the UK and I haven't tested it on this version, but if it had a limit on the Bloomix server, if it got to more than like a megabyte, it wouldn't render it as a PDF. Right, so we now have control over our own email, right? So the password issue has been resolved, so if I've lost my password, send me an email. Gmail used to block our password, our outgoing email, so those type of things. I'm hoping to write some good reports this year. So I purchased a report writer, which will allow us to write. Those of you that have used to version 2 of Simply Budgets, if you knew it, well, actually, those reports are going to be written, so they'll be proper reports. You won't rely on the PDF export, it'll be print report.
So a report is like a graph.
A real report.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So date range and everything?
Sorry?
Like a date range.
Select, do the whole
thing.
So, but, because I've been telling you a while, I mean, this technology is new. So this type of web-based, single, what they call a single-page application, is developing all the time. So it's the future and new technology and things like that. So good tools for developers are not available. Good report writers that work in this language have not been available until about 8 months ago. Right, and then great expense to the management. Right, yeah, some of these tools are like $1,600, $1,700 to get a decent report writer, and they work well.
Can I just ask, who's doing the testing? Have you got a client or a spending planner doing testing?
Ask for starters. Me for starters, and then I'll possibly book.
Yeah, we can include others. Yeah.
Be a tester.
Yeah, no, well, touch it over.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, if there's people that want to volunteer to do that, then that's great. So
we got this live yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
After, so it's, if you don't try and go to that address, because there's only 3 accounts up there at the moment, all your data is there, but I've just made sure that you don't get so confused at the moment. There's a privacy policy in terms of service, which we haven't had up till now, just because you have to have them now. Legal information sort of does that, and it's just a standard nothing. Those type of things.
Nick, can I when they log in onto this version for the first time, no matter who they are, even if they're an existing customer, they're going to have to actually agree to the terms of service and the privacy
policy.
Yes.
I haven't switched that on, but you will.
Yep.
And if we change it, then you'll have to agree again. Right. So that's up to David again, not me. So that's where I'm going this year. So we've got lots of things planned. I think we're in a new phase from now on, so obviously lots of things.
Won't drop out after 2 hours for the fish coding saying...
Yep. You won't get the funny
code. Is saying something's wrong.
You know, the sales message about the bird, the what did it say?
Oops.
If you time
out, it's timed out.
And it comes up and says a flock of something or other birds are trying to work on the problem right now, but there is
yeah.
I don't know.
That's IBM.
I've actually seen it.
That's IBM.
That's not IBM sense of humour. It's actually the back end of this machine sense of humour. But
so does it go out for 2 hours now, or can it go longer or not?
What did we set it to?
Is it cut out after 2 hours?
Yeah, but that's something that Nick said. That's the session time.
Hang on. Just pull back from there for a moment. I actually thought I could set it for, I was going to set it for 24 hours.
Yeah,
I think we set it to 2 hours.
I think that sort of stuff should log out. I think it should be shut down after 2 hours.
2 hours is fine.
Yeah.
If you're working on it, that's different.
Well,
the way the sessions work, I have no control over whether you actually active in it or not. Right, it creates a session cookie, which basically at the beginning and expires after a set period of time. So we'll leave it at 2 hours. If there's a change in the future, if everyone says no, it's just not enough, then we can change it. If you log out and log back in, you'll get another cookie that will keep going.
So you won't have lost it? You can't
sell.
You never know. Nothing, you cannot. You, nothing is on your computer at all.
Sorry, 2 hours, as your session or inactive session?
On the time you log in.
So it's 2 hours.
It's just 2 hours, yeah.
On the time you log in.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you have a client goes into a library and uses a computer and then logs out, the session is still live. Sorry, if they don't log out, that session cookie is still live.
Yeah, yeah.
So if somebody walks in and sits down and opens up that browser and happens to find that address, they go straight back in because that session is still live if they didn't log out.
So you've
got this trade-off thing. You can't go, I'll just make it 24 hours or... make it 20 minutes, it's not that easy. So we settled on 2 hours because we thought that was fine. Yeah. Anybody got any other questions for Nick?
So when it does become live, will it just be the same URL? Do we need to notify customers that
it's... Yes, ultimately it will.
It will be a new link?
I will need 24 hours. David will announce it because I'll have to take my great lawyer. Sorry? He runs MBSA, but it's soon. We will migrate on, we'll make an announcement, we'll take only 24 hours to convert your data, and that will be it. And then, effectively, we'll shut down the old server and you'll migrate over to it.
And there will be an outage because the data has to be taken from the old place and put in the new place, and did you say converted?
No, it's the same, but I just need to download it and upload it to a new server. So I would probably give myself, I'll probably do it late one evening. So you'd be, I would say, it would be not available for 12 hours. Yes.
There was talk, wasn't there, about having a long-term savings plan that you could go backwards from the amount?
If you go backwards?
Like 10 years.
A target?
Like a target, in 10 years, and then the spending plan would work backwards and tell you, you know,
like
if you
a savings target.
In 10 years' time, it would work backwards.
So, like a target calculator?
Yeah.
I was actually had a conversation with David about that recently. I think I've currently got my house on the market, and no, I don't actually, I've sold it, but anyway, I did have my house on the market. One of the interesting things that came out of that is how many first home buyers came to try and buy our house, thinking that they could get the first home buyer's grant and those type of things. But what came obvious, even though they had a good job and they were first time owners, it's the saving for the deposit thing. Mm-hmm. And I thought this is something that is going to become more critical. As you know, when you've got to get a 20% deposit now for a house in some cases, you know, I thought, so today the target savings, especially for things like that, you can see the relevance of doing that type of thing. We used to have it, I mean, it's just a small calculator.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the loan calculator now, haven't you?
Yep.
On the current system.
Yep.
But
this is like a savings calculator. I want to hit this target on a certain date.
And
we've done that before.
We have done
in Simply Budgets. But there's been a lot of time consumed in getting this version totally redone.
Yeah.
And we've sort of not made any progress on any features for while that's been happening.
Yeah.
But now this is live, once we've tested it and it's up and running, then we can start talking about features again.
Additional stuff.
Yeah.
Which is why we want you to give us some direction and put it in the box up the back before you leave.
And there would be, and then as we go, we'll set up some method.
My perception has been that a lot of people wanted it to go down to phone size, and then there's people saying they want an app.
Yeah.
And Nick's probably got comments on that, which is probably worthwhile having a chat on right now.
Yeah, can we talk about app for a moment?
Please.
Right. What's an app? What is an app? Everyone talks about they want an app all the time. The maintenance involved in, so you could generate an iPhone application. So I sort of look at them and think, okay, so if I look at this accounts list, there's an option under, what are we in, crime?
Yep. Look carefully, this is fun.
So if you go to developer tools on anything, you can go to elements, and there you go. You can go here and you can say, that's what it would look like on an iPhone. Okay? So you can actually pick anything, say it's responsive design, I can say, this is what it looks like on the Galaxy 5S, right? And on an iPhone 7 Plus, right? And an iPad Pro. It looks the same because it's basically got the same screen resolution. So I always look at it and think to myself, okay, so the icons go to small icons. But I look at this and I think, how
What do you want to lose off the list? Right, so, I mean, yes, we can make it a little bit more responsive, especially on things like the edit screens. These work quite well, so if I change this to be on a iPhone something. Yeah, so that it will always end up like so, where the screen effectively goes here. But to make, so this is what's called a responsive web application. So it's just a website, it's a web application, but it has a responsive design. We could do two things. We could make a very, very simple cut down screen that effectively would allow us, I'll just get over here for a second. So if you ever want to try that, right, I mean, that's available anyway, you've just got Chrome. You don't need special development tools, but you can see what it actually looks like. So what happens is these screens actually collapse, you'll notice that you'll see actually it's designed to collapse onto a smaller screen and go down. We could make but your banking software, probably lots of you have, is irritating if you're using it on an iPad because it wants to use the mobile version instead of using the desktop version, which on most tablets these days do. So that's a web app. To develop a specific application, so like an iPhone application, my argument is, where's the data going to be? On the phone? Or is it going to be still using the data that's available on this server? Right, so do you want to go offline with it? You'd have to sync the data back to the website, how did you want to do it? Are we better off finding a simple, I just want to know when you're offline, what do you actually want to see? On your phone, so you're out in public.
You're missing
Melpa. Sorry?
The balance for today.
Target
for
today. That's the main
information. Right, so this is what I said today. I'd love to get an opportunity to say, what do you want to see? Mm-hmm. Right. So if you had a mobile version of this, we actually had, we could put on the end spendingplan.com/mobile on the end of it. Same login, simple to do the login screen, simple to do that. But I think we'd have to give a restricted view. Right, that you can just quickly go in and say, what's my balance? Or want to do that, or I've just bought something. So we could have, put in a unit. But to do the full site as an application, I think it would be so fiddly that there's no way that I would want to personally.
That balance would just depend on how up to date they were in processing the data on the computer anyway. So, they're going to have to go back to the computer, make sure the data, unless they're actually religiously doing it every Friday morning or whatever, and knowing that when they walk around with their phone, they're not going to match, are they? Because you're going to say, it says you're okay, but you really haven't processed any transactions that really physically happen, so you're actually not okay.
But some people if people are diligent, right? I understand what people say. So, yes.
Yes. And you get the balance and stuff, but if you want to go and create a regular transaction, you have to go and log into your, the web-based.
But it's different functionality.
Yeah, so you're just going to get, what's my plan, what's it supposed to look like now, and I can check in and not have to log in or something on my computer, and then...
I can detect what browser you're from, right? So if you've got an Android phone or an iPhone or whatever, it does detect what is behind the scenes. So it can adjust the design to suit that. So, I mean, I will, once this is live and I've got all the things in order to place, I can look at doing a cut down, simple viewer version of the application just to when you're out and about. Can I afford to buy those shoes? Right, that's the most important decision anyone ever makes.
Bree? You have to log through Google to look at that. It's not going to be a button on your phone.
It can be, you can turn any website into a button on your phone.
Right.
Right. But to write a dedicated application would take many, many hours of work. I mean, I can do it. I can turn this into Sorry?
Perhaps Android and...
And, yes, and the problem is there are... There's 8 different screen resolutions on an iPhone, from an iPhone original 3 through to the Apex. There's 1,700 screen layouts on an Android phone. So you have to cater to 1,700 different designs. Right, so from little tiny ones to... Yes, sorry.
There's wizard type app ones now, where you can create the app through a wizard type structure of setting it up, but I don't know how that affects this. But we have a lot of clients who don't sign up because they do not have a computer in their house, and the only way they would use this would be on their phone.
Right.
So we've lost quite a bit of business because we can't sell it to people who don't have phones.
Okay, so they've got big phones?
iPhones.
Yeah. I think...
Or a tablet.
Even on a tablet, my mum uses it on a tablet, and it's a real pain in the ass. You've got to scroll across to see the balance, and it's really...
Tedious.
Yeah, it's tedious.
So we'd have to decide what we wanted to leave out.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, it just purely comes down to real estate.
That's hammer thrusting. That's hammer thrusting.
Yeah, basically.
Do you have to lose it from both applications? Could it just be that if they're using it on the phone, then they lose it? If they go on a computer, they can have full access?
Probably. We could do that.
Like lose some.
Okay, so there's the fields that you need on a regular transaction.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, it would be possible to just see what happens. So we're going to other than the field grids. So that's what it would actually look like on their phone, right? So it gets like tricky with things like transaction type. So it would have to be a responsive. We would have to do everything would have to be a mobile version of this and. Even more so than this is reasonably responsive, but it's still designed as a desktop.
Just as a comment, I think that because people want apps, and I agree,
it's just a perception. Everyone thinks they need an app.
Yeah, it's just the world we live in, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like everyone's on Facebook, the internet, blah. It's the next best thing. I think it's in the Spending Planners Institute to have an app. Whether we like it or not, and I think if it's a condensed version where we go on the app, you can just look at your balances, then I think at least we've got something, but I think it's important we have an app,
okay.
No matter what it is. That's what I just personally think.
Okay, so if
just show we're moving with the times.
Yeah,
but
we can write that, we can take this. This is a technology that there are like wizard type programs now. There's a thing called Native Script that I could use to convert this over to an app. It would never be offline. They would still have to be connected to the internet, always. Right? And we would have to, I think what we do, the next phase is to do a mobile responsive version of this, right, first, right, and say, you still have to go to the spendingplan.com website first, and then if they say, I just want a button that I can press, then we could look at migrating that across.
Apps. Yeah, I can understand that's what everyone asks for. And I've downloaded just about every app. I guess all you guys have done the budget apps, and they're all useless.
Yeah,
none of them work. And there's obviously a reason why they don't work. And that's what I just said. I said, if apps and budgets work, then they'd be working and you wouldn't have this problem because they just don't work. So to me, what's a priority is bank import transactions.
Okay. Yeah. Which bank?
All banks.
Which ones do I start?
Whichever ones you can.
Your bank?
Hang on, guys. What did you want to do with that, Lizzie?
Yeah.
Good point. I'm just trying to think what it is now. I think it's the Bank of Queensland, and they actually have a program with Bank of Queensland, and it doesn't matter which bank you belong to, they can download it all into it, and they will category sort for you for your last 12 months of history. And I think it's just that little bit there, getting that category transaction information.
To start with.
Just to get, shuts down that step two process a lot quicker. Right. Yeah, not to actually import it and actually do it here, but to actually give them a condensed version of what they've done in the last 12 months very quickly.
Okay, so I've worked with that type of software before, and then so if you say you go to Woolies to do your groceries, every single Woolies has a different name, okay, when you come in, because they're all franchise owned, right, and so you end up with, you go to Woolies and and every single transaction is difficult. It's a great idea. I think you could do it as a interim step. So if you had the facility that you could like do a mass upload into like a work area, this is how I would do it if it was me, and no one was talking to me ever. I would say, okay, let's load, get a CSV file or whatever like that. Hopefully all the columns are in exactly the same order from every single bank. Right, so, which is, nightmare number one. Right, so you download the CSV file, which they had to open in Excel first because they thought that would be a good idea, and to reformatted all the columns and changed the dates and converted every number to scientific notation, which Excel does because it can. Right, and then you upload it. Right? The only way that you would do that is you would have to distill the correct information you wanted. Say, I want to make a transaction out of this one. Like, that's what you would do, unless you sort of have a prescribed format. That's the problem with all of these sort of types of things. It is possible, it's just the value. Would we be better off producing, like David used to provide it, a template that they filled in, or...
Still do.
Yeah, we still do.
Yeah. We're talking about that tomorrow.
I'll take up a lot of time.
Yeah, that's all right, because it's been valuable time. Write down your ideas on the bit of paper.
This is what I want. I'm open to all ideas. I work for David for love, only, right? So
we're both married to women.
Yeah, yes, we are. No, you'll meet them later. No, but David and I have had, we're open to ideas, always. Right? So I'm open to whatever people say. However you think this is the way you want to go. I understand the app thing, but David kept saying, everyone wants an app. And I said, everywhere I go, everybody wants an app. You don't know why they want it, but they want one. I've got so many apps on my phone that I never use. Right, and when it comes down to it, I look it up again. Right, so you sort of find something. I mean, every bank has a budgeting planner on there. Suncorp do, everybody does, none of them work. They all work a particular way. Right, but I think the idea, if we can find a restricted set of data that will work as a mobile-first version, right? That might even help with your get going. We might even have it as a non-login type service, so people could actually prepare, right, a plan and not even signed up, right? Just give you, say, these are the type of ideas that I need to know. If we provided them with, fill this in when you've got time, using your banking details, it'll help your spending plan. We want to help you as much as we possibly can, right? And that's my role as well. Okay. Anything else?
Just keep, like, all of the ideas that you've got, they're great ideas, but the reality is that when the idea comes through, it then gets distilled down into, okay, so well, why? What do you want it for? And what are the challenges? And it's easy to think, oh, it'd be great to... But then I talk to Nick about it and we go, okay, but hang on a second, like Nick just said, each bank might have different columns in different order, and suddenly it's like, so how do you deal with that? Nick just mentioned about you go shopping and you buy something at Woolworths. It could be a bottle of oil, it could be a bottle of milk. And a lot of the industry, like every business has an industry code, so when you swipe your card, it gets recorded as an industry code, but that doesn't really say what it was you bought. And so it's very difficult to go from that down to we can look at this data and say, this is what you should put in your spending plan. And the people that I've spoken to who have apps that do that, one guy in particular, he takes all of that download stuff and looks at the company name and he goes off to the Yellow Pages website and he tries to find that business name. And then he says, well, that must be a hardware store. So he comes back over here and says, hardware. You see, it's not as simple as what it might appear to be.
But you look at every McDonald's even, it says, so-and-so proprietary limited trading as McDonald's. Can I?
And you can't see the McDonald's, but
no, it's right down the end.
I do that at zero. I have a transaction, I don't know what it is. I copy whatever zero call it, and I Google it, and like, might have been, I don't know what it was, and I guess what I spent on that day at that But with that, with the spending plan, you got to remember this is a spending plan.
Exactly.
And so you don't need to know every transaction. It's irrelevant.
Zero user service. Zero is very clever. I mean, give them that. I mean, the Kiwis are just astounding at software development at the moment. Right? I mean, if I had $750 million to develop an application, I think I'd end up with something fairly good as well. So, and 560 staff, I think I've got, just developers now.
And but vast internet.
Okay. this is New Zealand. They actually bought their own Trans-Pacific cable, by the way. We were offered, Australia was offered the last bit, leg of it, and we said no. because we didn't want to pay for it. Anyway, so, and that's why, but they use the ABA, Australian Banking Association, they bought a massive database of every business name, and they hook into, you know, ASIC and everybody to sort of get the information that they need to do that matching, but it doesn't always work. But it's still very good. I mean, definitely hats off to them. That's brilliant.
Here's my last word on that thought about downloading the historical data. I've yet to meet anybody that wants next year to look like last year. Mm-hmm. And so you've got all of this history of what happened last year, and most people want to leave that behind. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is valuable information in it. They go shopping every week, and they buy groceries, and they buy petrol, and all this stuff's there. But is it really that hard to say to them, how much a week do you spend on groceries, on petrol? And tomorrow, because we're out of time now, I'm actually going to talk about what that step, which seems to be the choke point that people get hung up on, and how we can change that. So hold that thought.
Last comment on that. As Bree said, if you...
I have the last comment.
The spending plan is just a spending plan. If you need your details for, you know, for your whatever you're doing, just download from your bank. Download your 3 months of transactions from...
We really out of time as of 3 minutes to go, because I know that you ladies need to go and do what you need to do. Beautiful tonight. And I probably need to do even more of that. But there's one thing I've noticed is a lot of people struggling with the credit card part of this. And there's a number of reasons. Okay. One of the biggest reasons is because I'm finding a lot of the people that want to use the credit card don't actually intend to use it the way that we wrote it. Because I'm finding out that you've got all of these clients who've got $10,000 balance on their credit card, and they say, oh, I've got a credit card, so they activate the credit card and put in all the information, but they don't actually want to spend money with the card, they just want to see the balance coming down to get it paid off. Yeah. And so there's no transactions going on, and if they just want to see a graph that says, look, it's getting paid off.
Yes.
And up until this point in time, it was never designed to do that. Uh-huh. You can fudge it, and it will take me more time than I've got right now, I might do it tomorrow, to actually show you how to set that up. But you need to put in an expense transfer, you need to put in a fake transaction to trigger the calculation for the interest. There's a few things that you need to do to get it to do what those people are actually looking for. And I'm not sure that there are that many people actually who want to use the credit card feature the way it's intended, which was I put everything on it, and like I'd buy all my groceries and everything, and at the end of the month I pay for it in full. So it's being pushed outside of what it was designed to do for what most people are trying to get it to do. And it would take me probably 10 minutes really to go through and really make sense of that. So I'm not going to try and do that now, but what I will do just quickly, did you have something that you were...
Just going to add one thing once you finish
this. Okay, so on this... wrong one. Doesn't matter, it'll be really quick going back. On the setup for the credit card, you've got this screen. And something that came out recently was Anthea's got a client, and I actually got involved because this client was going, I don't know what numbers and dates to put in these boxes here. And to me, because I'm way too close to this, I'm thinking, but this is easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, last statement balance, staff balance on card, credit limit. How could that be confusing? Mm-hmm. But what I've discovered is people, not that many people actually understand how a credit card works. And every bank's got their own terminology that they put on their statements, and they don't use the words that we've used. Yes. So where it says last statement date, I've found that there are people who haven't got a clue what that means. They don't even know where to find it on their statement. And most recent payment date, like, what does that mean? And I realised that we actually had to put here some little helpy things to help your customer, your client, or you guys to actually know what those are. So. And every bank's got their own way of doing things. So Nick came up with the idea of actually just going to some banking websites and downloading samples of their credit card statements and having a little button there that you can click on that says, circle this. See, this one that goes in here.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure how long that will take to do.
I'm sure we can all copy it too.
That's actually what I wanted to ask. You can help me out with this. Yeah, give me a help with that because, again, I only have access to, I actually don't have a credit card. So, yeah, haven't had one since 1990.
That's because I pay him so much he doesn't need one.
Anyway, moving right along. But anyone could give me don't financial details, just the wording and what the value is. Right, and I think we'll put up a couple of examples so you could actually click it up and say, I'll put them. What I'll do is you'll click on the thing and I'll put numbers against our values and where it would show on your mistake. Now we've got a little bit more bandwidth and we've got a little bit more storage space, we can start putting these type of things in. Little bits of sort of help. Right?
Yeah.
So what does, you know, interest rate most people would work out, but starting balance on the card and as David said, most recent payment date. So the method David was talking about, I'm sorry to interrupt, because I can. And I'm here, and I can take control. The method, pay a chosen amount each month. When we wrote this original, pay each month's expenses plus an additional amount, everyone was using mortgage offset accounts. That was the thing to do, you know, all those awful, you know, equity notes.
Those
awful adverts that killed most majority of people before the GFC. Line of credit that people, you know, buy a boat on a house, mate, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So people were using mortgage offset accounts, so basically we're using their credit card for everything. Right? So probably what we need to do is I'll put in an additional option on this, which is effectively to say, I just want to pay the bugger off as quickly as I can. Right? Because if I don't have a payment, I don't have a transaction, I can't generate a statement. At the moment, that's why you get nothing if you've got nothing. Right, so if I just say, with this method, I just want to pay this off,
wouldn't
and I'm
going
to try and pay
it off. So wouldn't it sort out like the interest of the transaction?
It'll still do everything. As soon as I've got a balance, I can generate interest.
Yeah.
So it all sort of works, and then as soon as I've got an amount, I can pay it. But at the moment, if you're not generating any transactions in there, I have nothing to work with it.
So if there's something
going
out, you can't put it in.
Yeah.
And
something coming in, it's not, yeah, so if there's nothing going into it, I've just got an open balance and nothing. It doesn't know when. And if they don't put any dates in, we can't do the statement dates or the payment dates.
In reality, if someone set up a loan,
yes,
that would be a smarter way of actually, because what they're doing is treating their credit card as a loan.
Yeah.
And it would probably be simpler to actually just do that.
Yes.
Can I just one more question, because I want to run here.
It's all right, just less time you've got to put your makeup on.
Oh, that's all right. I didn't take 2 minutes. Because I actually was trying to do this, and I can't remember whether I was right or having a blonde moment, but I wanted it to be showing in red decreasing, but it was actually showing green and increasing, and I'm pretty sure that was on the credit card. Like, he just wanted to pay $5,000.
There's an issue that needs to be resolved.
And it was doing my head in with the colours being, and I was going, yeah, instantly, it just wasn't, yeah.
Okay. There should be anything in credit. Yeah, if you've got the credit balance on the credit card, it should be a negative number.
Yeah.
So.
And
the bank statements now coming in, credit cards, beside the information, they will tell you under the next line, if you pay this off in 2 years, how much it costs per month for 2 years to pay off in 2 years, how much interest you save.
Right.
The bank statements all say it now, so people can try and have had it for 2 years.
Well, they haven't to, because people...
That, yeah. That's what Paul was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Amazingly fast, but we're really wrapped in how good it's going to be, so watch this space. Look, we really do need to finish up. If you've written on a bit of paper, put it in the box up the back. The box won't be there tomorrow, so this is your last chance to put in requests or suggestions or questions. And I will see you all at dinner, and I look forward to having a great social evening with you guys. Thank you so much.
If anyone wants to talk to me, I'll put on a dinner tonight, and if anyone wants to talk to me, I've got nothing to do. What happened was then they stopped at 51%.